Thank you, Jeremy. I also am wondering with great anticipation what I'm going to do. Some of you will have been with us over at St. Margaret's yesterday, and this was supposed to be a repeat of yesterday's talk. Jeremy's invited me to change my mind. And I will just say, though, that there is one thing from yesterday that I would like to repeat, and I said this before the service. I said there was one sort of phrase in all of that that sort of resounded with me and stayed with me, and that is simply this. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, live in the truth that we never stop living. Okay? And sometimes we're facing difficulties in our lives, we're finding challenges in our lives, and I've sometimes wondered, are we facing that in the context of the fact that in Christ we never stop living? And perhaps this is a slightly bad metaphor or analogy, but I sort of said, what if you've got £1,000 in the bank, and on your way to the tube, you realize you've dropped a pound coin out of your pocket. You've lost a pound coin. It's a tragedy, but in the context of what you've got in the bank, it isn't a big deal. I'm not trying to sweep under the carpet the challenges or the difficulties that any of us are facing at any particular time in our lives, but I think Jesus Christ invites us to put it within the context of a life that never ends in Christ. And this morning, in my Bible reading, I was looking at Ephesians. You'll all know Ephesians if you've ever been to a wedding. And I don't know how many times I've read Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And yet there were a couple of verses in chapter 5 that struck me as if I had never read that letter before. And I'm just going to share those with you, and I think it's going to be an invitation for us to really spend a lot of time in worship. If you want to read along, you're very welcome to. It's on page 111. That's four ones. Ephesians 5. It's looking at sort of halfway through verse 18. In fact, I probably ought to read the bit about do not get drunk on wine as we're coming into the Christmas period and leading debaucherous lives. But I really want to focus on this, these couple of lines. We're commended instead to be filled with the Spirit, but critically, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I do wonder, guys, I'm not expecting you to go back to your offices and instead of greeting everyone saying, hey, I hope you have, that you would sing it to them. You might want to give it a go and see how that goes down. But I think there's that, are we carrying in Christ that song in our hearts? And I don't know about you, but hands up, you know what? I spend hours petitioning God and requesting of God things that I want. And blow me down if he doesn't sometimes, in fact, most of the time, answer those prayers. Do I spend any time thanking him and praising him? I've already moved on to the next request list. And I think this is a wonderful encouragement for us to remember, as Paul says here, really, not only to sing his praises from the heart, but to give thanks to God for everything. How often are we stopping to give him thanks for everything? And my little talk wouldn't be complete if I didn't share a little joke with you, because I like to bring in a joke, and you will have heard me say this one before, but it does remind me of a little story about the businessman who's got a really, really important meeting to get to, okay? He's driving into a city center, and he's looking for a place to park, and he cannot find anywhere to park. Well, he's sort of lapsed a bit in his faith and his faithfulness in his walk with the Lord, but he says, Lord God, this is so important, this business meeting. If you give me a parking space, I'll stop drinking. So he's driving, nothing. Lord God, okay, I'm going to up the ante. I'll start going to church more regularly on Sunday. Drives on, still nothing. Father, I'm pleading with you. I will pray daily to you. Please, please give me the parking space. Makes a right-hand turn. Lo and behold, parking space. Pulls in and says, God, never mind. I found a spot. And it's this kind of, where's the thanks, right? And it's got to be from here. And can I just encourage us? I'm not trying to sweep under the carpet the challenges or the difficulties or the hard times. But do we live in the context of a life that never ends in Christ? Do we live with hearts of thanks and thanksgiving? And are we singing praises to one another and saying, our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is so mind-blowingly wonderful that in him I will overcome any challenge that I'm facing, okay? And guess what? When you overcome it with God's help and grace, do give him thanks. Amen?